Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
But you can call in, share your thoughts and opinions, 603-243-6160 is the call-in line. I don't know what that other number I was saying was, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Matt, I am dreading what's going to happen in a little over an hour and 20 minutes from now when video.freetalklive.com, we're going to be eating ghost peppers and Carolina Reapers, and I am not excited that I have chosen, because this was our idea, to do this to ourselves.
And we've been putting it off, too.
Well, not intentionally.
Yeah, things happen, but I mean, a lot of people are coming at me, and they're like, dude, you promised. You said you were going to do it. You've never gone back on your word.
Well, no. We're not going back on our word.
No,
that's the only reason I'm proceeding at this point.
But I am being lambasted with people, my neighbors, my family, people at
really?
Work. They're like, hey, where's the video coming out, dude? I'm like, it's coming. It's coming. I don't want to do it, but I don't break my word.
Absolutely. But we do have a caller. We have Eamon calling from New Jersey. Eamon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I recently I got fired from my job. I called a couple of weeks earlier, and you could probably guess why I got fired.
Was it because you didn't want to get the vaccine?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I
seem to recall this. You work at an animal shelter or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they put masks on the dogs there, on the shelter?
Well, ironically, they came up with an idea.
Yeah.
Well, they started putting pillowcases in front of the cat cages at one point.
Why?
To protect them or to protect you from the cats?
Well, they said it would help disease control, so I guess that you could argue that's like putting a mask on the cat.
How's anyone supposed to see the cats?
Yeah, that sounds inhumane.
Well, it was not covering the whole thing. Huh. It was like they said that at first, but then they're like, no, it's to give the cat a hiding spot. It's not a big deal.
Now, did they actually fire you, or did you quit?
They fired me. I was thinking of coming in anyway, but
well, I mean, if they fired you, I would recommend against that.
Yeah, well, and then I got up on what was going to be the first day coming back, and I was like, nah, I could just sleep in instead, because they stalked me through the hallway one day because I forgot to bring like a negative COVID test, even though no one else had to except for me. And like they didn't believe me when I was like trying to load it on the computer. They didn't trust me that much. Like they had to specifically watch me load it on the computer. It was ridiculous.
Who wants to work with people like this?
Yeah, I think you got out of a bad situation. I think you're in the right. You need to. There's other people who'll be more accepting of you, and that's just crazy. Those are crazy people.
Yeah, that's what this all has to shake out as, is the people who are willing to stand up for themselves and willing to actually have a belief that they are going to make a stand on are going to get separated out from these cowards and these, you know, government obedient people that are going to be in these other operations, and then other people just need to create places where, you know, unvaccinated people feel welcome to work and welcome to shop, like In-N-Out Burger.
Yep. So what's next for you, Eamon?
Yeah, please.
But so I just assumed everybody else like felt the same way, like everybody else was in on it because they didn't really complain. They all like bragged about getting vaccinated back when it came out, but on my second to last day there, I got called to go into the medical room, during my break, and I went in, and the whole staff got me a cake and everything. They, like, signed the card. Every single one of them, 100% of the staff, were like, this is ridiculous. We don't care if you're unvaccinated.
So who made the decision to fire you?
The management that doesn't even work in the building.
Wow. Sounds about
like
right.
Literally three people in the company that care about this.
And were you the only one at this facility that was fired?
No, there was one other woman that got fired with me.
Wow.
And they all made us a card, and we got our picture taken in front of the building, and it's just ridiculous. And the same week, they put a freaking sign in front of the building saying, "We apologize for longer wait times because due to staff shortages."
Yeah, like, sounds about right.
And what is two less employees gonna do to that facility? Are they gonna be able to pick up slack?
The job I was doing, so, you know, there are like over 100 people that work there.
Yeah, volunteers and stuff too, right?
But most of the full time staff. But I was an adoption counselor, which I'd argue is the most important job in the building.
Mm.
And there was only like six left.
And these are the people that meet with the potential, you know, people to adopt an animal.
Yeah, and not only that, but I also did the cleaning and everything. Mm. Literally did everything, and I covered a bunch of shifts that no one else wanted to do.
Wow.
And I worked over an hour and a half of overtime every day the last week I was there, and they still fired me.
God.
I'm like,
well, that's because it wasn't, you know, it was a cold bureaucrat who made this decision, mm-hmm. and not someone who actually has to deal with the fallout from this. I mean, you're not a person when you work for these people. You're just a number. You're disposable. You're expendable.
Some of these bureaucrats are going to, and they already are, feeling the pain of these silly decisions, and it's coming to bite them. You might, if you do you love this job? Did you love working there?
I'm already gone.
Yeah, but did you love the job?
They already got rid of me.
Did you like the job?
I did really enjoy the job.
Would you go back if they asked you?
I wouldn't. I mean, it sounds like they were awful to you.
Yeah, but he says his coworkers seem to be on the up and up.
Yeah, but his coworkers being nice isn't going to make the toxic environment any better. I mean, who was following you around? That was your coworkers.
His coworkers weren't willing to make the stand.
No. That was the HR manager. Believe it or not.
Yeah, but the coworkers were too cowardly to make a stand. They were like, "Oh man, we love you. Goodbye."
As if to soothe their guilty consciences.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is all about numbers, though. I mean, because if it was 25% of the workers, if 25 or 30 of the 100 people that were there said, "We're not going to get the shot, we're not going to jump through your hoops," then the pencil pushers would have had a lot more to think about.
Or even if they had said, "Hey, no, this is our friend. He's a good coworker, and if you fire him,
we'll quit in solidarity."
We're going to quit. Yeah,
yeah, that would be a powerful thing to say. But no, they didn't. Just like, "All right, well, let's buy him a cake."
Yeah. It's tragic. I mean, it's going to continue happening, but I really don't think that many places can afford to do it. And I wonder how many
Southwest Airlines couldn't.
No, and I wonder how many of these places have employees who don't want the shot and would refuse to get the shot, but they finally did because they don't want to lose their job.
That's absolutely what's happening out there.
Because they're not willing to
actually
make the stand.
But if they only knew all the people, all the naysayers who were against this, which the mainstream media does not talk about, if they did, just like the letters to the editor, if you knew that person is actually out there, you might be more likely to stand up for yourself. But that information isn't out there. And that's what's so great about this show. We're talking about this woman.
Oh yeah, and get this. There was a woman who wasn't going to take it, but she was forced to take it, and she got hospitalized with myocarditis. And they keep making the argument. They're like, "Oh, but that's so rare." Yeah, but
it's not rare.
On the freaking staff.
It's not rare.
And to me, it doesn't matter how rare it is or not.
It's a possibility. Whereas I know COVID-19. I'm going to survive it if I get it. It's not going to affect me very much at all. So it's
COVID-19 isn't going to give you myocarditis.
Yeah, absolutely not. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Eamon.
Good luck, man. Good luck.
It is just a matter of weighing different risks. And as far as I can tell, the risk that COVID-19 poses to me, or the possibility that I'm going to transmit it to someone who could die from it, is extremely unlikely.
Hey, I don't know if Eamon loves liberty, but if he does, you just got cut free of a job, get on up to New Hampshire. There's people hiring everywhere up here. If you love freedom, you got to get up here.
Absolutely. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion tonight. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, Ladies, you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We invite you to share your thoughts, your opinions on national radio. If you value that, you may consider checking out the new AMPS program. The AMP program has been retired. There were some issues with the credit card processor, and there were issues with the old website. So basically, everything got remodeled, and we now have the AMPS program, which stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support Free Talk Live. Check it out. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. Indie Gun Church is tonight's amplifier. That means they've joined.
Oh, man. I was just thinking about, like, what else could have been called besides AMPS? And I just now thought of PMS, Promote Market Support. We could have cut the A out completely. Oh, well.
Well, it's not hard to set up a new domain or subdomain. Anyway. Call it PMS.freetalklive.com. That should also forward to Wednesday night's episode archives. Anyway, Indie Gun Church is tonight's amplifier. That means Indie Gun Church is giving $10 per month through Patreon. You can find that at amps.freetalklive.com. It doesn't take that much. Getting in only costs $5 per month, and you get an amp-only podcast version of the podcast, which means there's no advertisements in it. So check it out, amps.freetalklive.com. If you value the show and you want to show your support, that's the best way to do it. Amps.freetalklive.com. So I spend every October, I didn't last year because I was a bit busy with the sheriff stuff, but generally I spend every October watching a lot of horror movies, and this year
don't you normally watch a lot of horror movies?
I do, but in October it goes up a notch.
You're like every
notch.
Day without fail.
I try to average, not every day without fail, but I try to average 31 movies throughout the month.
Okay.
So some days I watch two, some days I don't watch any.
Gotcha.
It varies. The latest one I watched was Halloween Kills, which is the latest sequel to the reboot of Halloween.
Sequel to the reboot to the...
Yeah, it's all very confusing. But
yeah, because apparently I was reading about this last night. There are like now four different timelines, canon movie timelines for Halloween, apparently. Like, there's the original timeline of the first six movies, and then they undid something with H2O, and then there was the reboot that happened in 2007, I think.
There was the Rob Zombie one?
Rob Zombie,
yeah.
And now there's this new one, which isn't really as much of a reboot as it is a alternate sequel. So this sequel takes over after the one that came out in 2018, Halloween, is named the same as the 1978 movie that it is a sequel to. So, 1978 Halloween,
speaking
2018
of this,
Halloween.
We mentioned the angry video game nerd earlier. He has a video called Chronologically Confused.
Yeah, where he goes into all this.
And it's every bit as bad as something that he should be ranting about.
Yeah.
So, it is very stupid, the chronology here.
Just the senseless naming of movies.
Yeah, they could have easily called this, oops, we screwed up last time, this is Halloween 3.
Did you see this most recent one, the 2018 Halloween? The
I can't even remember the last... horror show that I've ever watched.
Not a horror movie.
I am not, and I don't understand Aria's love of them. So if the fact that she's watching one every single day this month, pretty much,
yeah,
has got me. I'd be having bad dreams and always on the seat of my pants, seat of my chair.
That's interesting. I did have this experience when I first started taking estrogen where I had to stop watching horror movies for a period of like 6 months. I mean, I was going crazy. Once night fell, I would turn off all the lights and just sit there quietly. If my cats made noise, I was terrified. I was terrified out the window because I thought I would look out the window and like see the face of a demon. I was losing my mind.
This explains why women don't tend to like horror movies from what I've seen, right?
Well, my body adjusted to it and I went back to normal and nothing like that has happened since. But I will never forget that 6 month period of just borderline psychosis.
Yeah, they don't affect me like that, Conan. Although I'm not like a horror fanatic like Aria is. I do enjoy some of it. I don't watch it for like the gore factor or anything like that. I don't really care for gore fests or whatever. That's not what attracts me. But I do enjoy like the classic Halloween, the classic Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street.
I think it's really comes down to the jump scares.
Scream.
I don't like that.
I don't like jump scares either.
I don't need that in my life. Now, I do. There's been some really interesting movies. I like Clive Barker.
Okay, that I've never seen.
But I don't know if you can call that horror. It's almost like it's psychological fantasy.
Hmm.
I like his books
this
as well.
This movie didn't have the Halloween Kills. I didn't get notice any jump scares, really. Did you?
No. Jump scares are cheap, and I'm not generally a fan of movies that have them either, because it's just a cheap manipulation tactic where they make everything quiet and sort of eerie, and then suddenly something happens, and it makes everyone jump. It's like, well, that's a natural reaction. That's not scary. That's just, oh, you startled me.
Yeah, I don't mind them. I don't like horror movies the same way that I don't like snakes or spiders. I don't want to go touch the tarantula.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with horror movies. I guess on a psychological level, I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
Well, this one, it's much more like the classic 80s Halloween movies than it is any other horror movie that's come out.
Did you watch
the last
all the Halloween movies?
I think there's a few I haven't seen.
See, I never saw the 80s ones after the second or third one. I didn't watch 4, 5, or 6. I've never seen them.
I've seen up to Season of the Witch, whichever one that was.
I don't remember. It was number 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure if I've seen any of the other ones or not.
I guess I should say 80s and 90s, because the series has gone for those decades.
Yeah, that one got a little stupid, and I was like, okay, yeah, I can't imagine how stupid the rest of them get, so I'm stopping here. But I did watch the first two at the very least, and then I watched Season of the Witch, and it has a very 80s vibe to how it was made.
Yeah, those are early 80s.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, I meant the 2018 and Halloween Kills.
Well, you could tell that the creators of 2018 Halloween were big fans of the original series. Like, you could tell. Like, they definitely harkened back to that kind of
I thought it was
feel.
The same creator.
No, John Carpenter, the director of Halloween, did the music. He's actually, I believe, in his early 80s now, and so he's not losing it or anything like that. He's just tired of directing movies, and he wants to do music now. Because he always did music for almost all of his films are actually him doing the score. So he did the directing and the score for his movies, which is fairly unusual.
That's impressive.
And so...
So he was the one who came up with that distinct Halloween theme song.
Yeah, that's him.
Wow.
Everybody knows that.
They do.
By the way, I like some of Carpenter's movies, too.
Mouth
of Madness, I believe, was one of his.
The Thing is one of his best. I mean, The Thing is amazing.
But again, yeah. I don't know if I really classify that as horror. And
The Thing is this sci-fi horror film.
It's
hands down, that is a horror movie. It's a psychological one because it's you know.
And that's what I like about
it. The Thing, you don't know who the killer is, which is fun.
I like a lot of psychological horror. I think that my favorite is supernatural horror because I'm not scared of, you know, a serial killer or something like that. That's flesh and blood. That's a human being. You can
not
deal with
Michael
that.
Myers.
No, I would categorize Michael Myers as falling into the supernatural category.
And I don't really feel like that's a spoiler. I feel like if you've seen the series, you kind of know that Michael Myers is something more than a man.
If anyone has existed in the last 40 years, I imagine they have some knowledge of that. Michael Myers, the serial killer who just always walks and is always right behind you, no matter how fast you're running.
And you can, like, stab him and he'll get back up and...
Or shoot him or set him on fire.
They take it to another level, I will say, with this movie. I think there's more to say about this movie.
There absolutely is. 603-283-6160. Am I crazy for watching all of these horror movies? I don't think so. I find them enjoyable, but I do have to take breaks every few days where I don't digest any of them. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats put together the American Rescue Plan to help make the American dream more obtainable.
Americans have found it's getting harder to reach. That's what creates a sourness in the land. That's the sunny optimism, so crucial to our identity, has receded away from view.
The New York Democrats saying the Build Back Better agenda will benefit American citizens for years to come while also addressing major issues like climate change. Gas prices continue their three-week climb. A AAA survey saying the national average price for regular jumped a cent and a half from Monday to $3.34 a gallon. Texas leads the nation with the least expensive gas. Meanwhile, no shocker, California has the highest. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is continuing to meet with both moderate and progressive Democrats to try to get a price tag on the budget reconciliation bill, as moderates have said they want to see the price come down from the originally proposed $3.5 trillion. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul joins Fox News and says the price will still add up over time.
They're not really whittling down what they're going to spend it on. They're just whittling down how long they're going to count the accounting period to be. So if it costs $5 trillion over 5 years and they only count $1 trillion, then that's $1 trillion. But that isn't making the program small. The programs are still enormous.
Striking John Deere workers are getting financial support from a GoFundMe page. Thousands of union members hit the picket lines last week in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. The fundraiser has brought in more than $50,000 within 3 days. The NBA season kicks off Tuesday night with the world champion Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Brooklyn Nets. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join our discussion, right now we're talking about horror movies. That's 603-283-6160. Because I love horror movies and I love horror video games, I've since learned that realistically a good horror video game, it's a bit too much for me to take. A lot of times. Like, I recently started playing Resident Evil 7. I played it for maybe half an hour. And that's because the level of intensity that a video game can create versus the level of intensity that a movie can create are drastically different things. Like, you know how in a horror movie you might have the scene where they enter the haunted house and they creep around in the dark for like maybe 30 seconds before something spooky happens. Mm-hmm. In a video game, that scene sort of gets dragged out into lasting 30 minutes.
Yeah, not to mention the movie, you're just along for the ride. Whereas yes. The video game, it's actually kind of you.
Yes, and especially in Resident Evil 7, which is first-person perspective.
Right.
I was actually waiting until I had VR to play it because...
And you do now?
No, I just decided it wasn't worth it. I would have just been getting a VR for the one game.
Like, that's a bad reason to get a VR.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm just going to play the game. But otherwise, I've been watching a lot of horror movies. Most recently, Halloween Kills, which I liked. The only part of it I did not like was when Michael Myers killed the gay couple. And let me explain.
They were fun.
But look, I don't believe that any psychopathic, evil, monster, serial killer in 2021 would kill a gay couple.
What?
because the politically correct culture would just crucify them for that. Kill all the straight people you want.
What are you talking about?
It's a joke, man.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty clear it was obviously a joke. Sorry.
No, well, I mean, it's nice that they actually didn't, you know, discriminate in that way in a 2021 movie,
sure,
you know.
But yeah, it was a joke about how, you know, the woke left culture is so prone to canceling people that even a serial killer wouldn't kill a gay couple for fear of being canceled.
Well, now you've spoiled the movie.
Well, you know what? It's only just come
out. I think that Michael Myers killing people isn't really spoiling
the
movie.
Yeah, don't get attached to anyone in this particular movie. I mean, it is called Halloween Kills.
Well, I mean, just wait for it. I mean,
it's got a record body count, by the way.
We might be seeing a cancel Michael Myers petition coming up.
By the way, I have to make a killing a gay couple.
I don't think that's really going to happen. I have to make a correction.
I said Carpenter, the original director of Halloween, was over 80. He's actually only 73. He just looks really old. He's always looked old. But a talented guy. He's doing the music now for both of the Halloween and Halloween Kills reboots. There is going to be a third, so this is expected to be a trilogy at this point. And I'll say this about Halloween Kills. I really liked the Halloween reboot or re-sequel, whatever you want to call it, from 2018. I thought it was a nice continuation. It was suspenseful, you know, as they're building up to this sort of this conflict between Jamie Lee Curtis's now lady in her 60s character and her daughters and Michael Myers. In this movie, I don't think it's that much of a spoiler to tell you that she's basically bedridden in a hospital. She gets stabbed, I think, in the 2018 one or something. And
well, Halloween Kills picks up like right where after the 2018 one left off, and she had just been stabbed.
Yeah, so she's laid up in a hospital throughout almost the entire movie. So don't expect a whole lot out of Jamie Lee Curtis. This story is basically about the town and the other people, and so, like the people in Haddonfield, this fictional town that Michael Myers is from. And one of the kind of the fan service things that I didn't realize as I was watching it, because I'm not a humongous fan of the series, but I did enjoy Halloween, the original one, is they actually brought back some of the original actors from the 1978 film.
Playing adults now?
Yeah.
I suspected that was the case, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, they brought back at least like three or four actors besides Jamie Lee Curtis, who had not appeared in, you know, Halloween's for roughly 40 or 39 years. So that was kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the case. I did wonder about that. When the guy told the story about what happened to him 40 years ago, I was like, huh. They could have gotten the kid from that movie to pretty much play this, because it's about 40 years later.
He wasn't one of them, but they did bring some of them back, and like I said, don't get attached to many of the characters in this.
Well, the only one that you're 100% sure isn't going to die
is
Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, you can't really be sure about that in the Halloween movies, because they've killed Jamie Lee Curtis before in the Halloween movies. Yeah. Yeah, I think
I don't recall her dying in any of them.
I never watched it. The movie.
I thought she died in the last. I don't know. I never seen any of them.
There was Halloween H2O. She does not die in that movie, but she. I don't think it's okay to say this at this point. It's been a decade plus. In the sequel to that, she dies in the very beginning of that movie.
I didn't know there was a sequel to H2O.
I never saw that movie, but I like watched a Halloween retrospective a while back. It might have been James Nintendo Nerd who was doing it, but yeah, she's killed off.
Okay, so I didn't even know there was an H2O sequel.
I think it's called Resurrection.
Which is sad, because I really liked H2O. It was the first movie that I ever watched that I watched when I was at home by myself at like 11 o'clock at night, and it scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, it's a fine Halloween slasher film. That's what got me back
into
it.
I don't think it holds up, though. The last time I watched it is sometime within the last year or so. There's very little actual movie to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly just... It's very short, first of all, like an hour and 12 minutes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot action. There's a lot of build up around these kids that you just really don't care anything about.
It's your typical teen slasher movie. I mean, really, it wasn't the best movie in the world, but it did what it was supposed to do effectively, right?
Like, that's true, it did.
It built up some suspense. It took away, you know, killed some of the teens. You got to see LL Cool J fight Michael Myers, and it was fun.
It was
a fun movie. I would say this one is not as good as the 2018 Halloween. I don't think it just didn't have whatever level of character, you know, that the previous one did. This one, they just sort of throw a whole bunch of characters into the mix and
sure.
they all basically get slaughtered for the most part. And it's really more about Michael Myers just kind of doing his thing to the max. This is a straight-up slasher film with a
true 80s quality.
With a little bit of maybe some commentary about the mob justice thing at one point. There's a bit of that in this.
Where they killed the innocent person or something like that. I wasn't entirely clear even who that person was. Maybe I missed the explanation.
There was no explanation you would have had to. And you did watch the 2018 one right beforehand, so I'm surprised you didn't catch it. He's one of the... okay, so for listeners, 2018 Halloween, this again, if you're going to watch it, this doesn't give anything away. It's the beginning of the movie. Michael Myers is in captivity at a mental ward. There's a crash of a bus, like a crazy bus or whatever. They're transporting the prisoners. Michael Myers gets away, and so do a couple of other guys. The guy who was mistaken for Michael Myers and the mob goes after in Halloween Kills is one of the crazies who escaped from the crazy ward along with Michael Myers.
See, I did recently watch the 2018 Halloween, but I have watched something like 19 horror movies in the last 19 days, so a lot of subtle details like that, they just don't register, because if I only watched one movie a month, yeah, I would probably be more inclined to remember specific parts of it, but not at the rate that I consume them in October. That's why this year I'm actually making a list of all the movies I watch and, like, little details about them so I don't forget them, and then watch them again next year and go, oh, yeah, that was terrible. I don't want to watch that again.
I liked about this newer movie, I liked that they kind of did some flashbacks to the 1970s, to the original Halloween. They used a couple clips from the original movies, but they also, you know, recreated, and they made it look like the 70s again for a few scenes that were brand new. So I thought that was kind of cool. They didn't do that in 2018, so this kind of flashback between the different generations was kind of interesting. So I thought that was cool. I thought it was, you know, 3 stars.
Yeah, three out of five.
Oh, 3 out of 10?
Yeah, three out of five. Sorry, 3 out of 5, yeah.
Yeah, I would probably agree, just on the... I mean, it kept me engaged.
Yeah,
and
it's a serviceable slasher film, but that's... If you're expecting more out of it, you're not going to get it.
I suspect we'll get more out of the sequel, though, the trilogy, presumably, which will be the end of the series. There, I would expect Jamie Lee Curtis and Michael Myers both to die. I think she says... She says something to that effect at some point during the movie that we both have to die.
I feel she has to sacrifice herself.
Yeah, so I suspect...
Cut his head off.
Yeah. I suspect that will prove to be the ending there. But at any rate, check out Halloween Kills if you haven't already. I would definitely recommend it as something to do.
If you like the series, you got to see it, I think. If you like a good slasher film, this is a good slasher film.
It was. Tremendously enjoyable. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. Conan, however, has been watching Squid Game on Netflix. And we're going to talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're almost out of time for tonight's show, but hang around afterward, take a break, get some coffee, have a drink, whatever it is you like doing, because at around 10:30 tonight, Conan and I are going to eat some peppers, namely Carolina Reapers, at least one of them for each of us. And for those who don't know, that is the current hottest pepper in the world. There is a new pepper called, like, Pepper X or something like that, but
it is unofficial.
Okay, so it's officially...
Ed Curry, the creator of the Carolina Reaper, and this new Pepper X has stated that it is like twice as hot, or maybe even 3 times as hot as the Carolina Reaper, but it is unofficial. Guinness has not...
It doesn't sound like it would even be edible at that point.
I don't think the Carolina Reaper is edible.
It's edible.
It smells like poison.
Oh, my God.
They do look rather...
intimidating?
They look deadly.
They have like atomic is the word I would use. Radioactive.
It has like a scorpion tail hanging off of it.
they look like they're painful to eat.
Yeah.
And you can watch us do that at video.freetalklive.com. That's coming up at 10:30. But in the meantime, we've been talking about movies and television shows and stuff like that. And Conan, you have been watching Squid Game.
I just finished it. I watched like one episode a night. I'm not one of these guys that sits down and watches the whole thing in an evening. I cannot do that. I understand people who can.
See, I've seen people talking about it on social media, but it doesn't sound like anything I would really be interested in.
I think both of you guys would enjoy it.
I think I would like it. I mean, it sounds like an interesting pitch. It's basically a Korean TV series where, what is it, 400 people or something get thrown?
456. They're all Korean. I'm sorry, there's one. It's all people who live in South Korea at the time. And I won't review this because there are hundreds of reviews out there already who do a much better job. I actually want to talk about something different, but basically the gist is they take a bunch of down-on-their-luck Koreans of all stages of
people
life.
People that owe people money.
They're in debt. Most of them are in debt for some reason or another. Mm-hmm. Or they just have miserable, horrible lives. One of the main characters he actually has brain cancer. He's going to die.
Oh, wow.
So he's a prime candidate for this. And basically, they're in this game where they play children's games. And to lose, you don't want to, because to lose is death.
See, that's sort of why I'm not interested. It's not just the fact that it's a television show that's got like 9 episodes and that's a massive time investment. It's because that's not really an original idea. I've seen so many movies and shows that use that as part of their plots that I hear and I'm like, okay, yeah, I've seen something similar before.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. When I grew up, I was a huge fan of Stephen King's The Long Walk. It's a short story. It's easy to read. I definitely recommend reading it. It's just such a crazy, interesting idea where you basically walk, and if you stop, you die. You get shot in the back of the head. And also Stephen King's The Running Man, which is also just a terrific idea. And I really loved it as a kid. But the more I think about it, it's such a gruesome concept where you play a game and you compete with other players, and basically it's a battle royale where you're trying to kill your way out of this thing, and or if you stop and don't want to play by the rules, the state comes in, or the controllers, the puppet masters, and they shoot you. So, I mean, it's really gruesome, and that is what I find most intriguing about this, because this show is blown up. Netflix is doing really well this quarter. Because of this show.
Dave Chappelle plus.
Because of this show, and it is basically down on their luck, people, human beings, who have lost their jobs, who are in debt, who are miserable, and they go into this controlled scenario, this controlled situation, if they don't play the rules or they don't compete well enough, death is the result. They come out in a box and they get thrown in the incinerator. Why do people love this so much?
I realize it sounds gruesome, but isn't Halloween Kills like one of the top grossing movies of the last several years?
I wouldn't say it's the last several years. I mean, it was the top grossing movie of the weekend. I don't know about...
Okay.
I mean, certainly, it's not going to be hard to top 2020 because almost no theaters were open, so you can't really count that year.
Well, this is Netflix's best show ever.
Well, and before that, it was Tiger King.
And I just find it... I find this so surprising because it's a good show. It's got high production value, but it's not the best thing I've ever seen. I mean...
Well, neither was Tiger King, but that was just like a train wreck that you couldn't look away from.
Especially when you consider that it's in another language. You can watch it with the English dub, which by the way,
is that what you do? Do you watch the dub or the?
I watch subtitles.
Subtitles.
Now, I also like to try to do things while I watch movies. Like I do a lot of going through Seed and stuff, and you know, it's really hard.
You can't watch subtitles.
You can't.
So I
was switching back and forth. Mm-hmm. The dub isn't that bad. In fact, there's a couple of characters you can't even tell. You don't even notice it anymore. They did a really good job. But you can tell.
Well, obviously.
But I have always liked, even when it comes to the martial arts movies where you want to be concentrating on all the backflips and whatnot, and it's kind of hard to see all these fancy moves when you're reading subtitle at the bottom of the of the movie. So I go back and forth, and but most often I go with the original the original language, because I'm a purist like that.
I'm not a purist, but I love subtitles because I watch a lot of horror movies, and the volume of these things goes from people whispering very quietly
absolutely.
To explosively loud at the drop of a hat. And other than constantly fiddling with the volume knob to find out what people are saying, just turn on subtitles.
Now, this is an interesting, to try to get off a little bit off the subject. Supposedly, it's the millennials and the zoomers who watch everything with the subtitles on. I'm one of these. I don't care if the volume is perfect. I always have subtitles on, and I'm always reading.
That's why I don't leave them on, because if they are on, I can't help but read them.
But the thing is though, is you get someone with a dialect, you get someone with an accent, and it's and you all of a sudden you understand them, and I think at the end of the day, you actually have a better understanding of a different dialect or a different accent because you were actually able to read what they were actually saying, and you're not in the dark. So I always leave it on.
I don't, because it just distracts me from the movie more often than not. But if I'm watching a horror movie that I know has sound issues like that, I'm going to leave them on. But I did watch one recently. I don't remember the name of it because it was completely unremarkable. But like 15 solid minutes of the movie was entirely in Spanish. All of the dialogue was in Spanish.
Even the subtitles?
There were no subtitles, and that was the issue. I had no idea for 15 minutes what these people were saying. And the text that they displayed on the screen, because they were doing that cheap, lazy thing where they would receive a text message and they'd show it in a little apple-looking bubble there on the screen. And even that was in Spanish. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
There was one scene like that in Squid Games where an Indian was talking with his... There's one Indian, or maybe he's Pakistani. That's a shootable offense right there. But anyways, he's talking to his wife in Indian for like a minute, and it's like you don't know what he's saying unless you have the subtitles on. So that was kind of aggravating. But
well, at least there were subtitles for that.
But I had them off at the time.
Oh.
So I had to turn them back on and figure out what he was saying, which was nothing.
So would you recommend watching it?
Absolutely. Especially if you have Netflix already. It's right there. Just watch it. Don't binge them. You know, take your time. It's not a new idea like Ari has mentioned. It's been done. Nothing new under the sun. But everything's been done.
I don't know if I believe that.
But I think it's the look. I think it's the fact that it's another culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing.
They bring a different spin to something that's been done before.
Here's my question. How do the South Koreans, how have they reacted to this? Their own people mm-hmm. basically killing each other. Is it easier for us Americans to watch this because it's another culture that we don't relate to? Would it be different if they were our own neighbors doing this to
each other? I doubt it. This never bothered me watching a horror movie that is like Americans getting killed or white people getting killed or whatever.
I wouldn't think that it would have made it to Netflix if it was unpopular in South Korea. Like, if it hadn't been a hit there, why would they have bothered translating it
worldwide
over here? Yeah.
Well, this has done so well, I have no doubt that they will Americanize it and they will do their own spin.
Actually, from what I heard about this, Squid Game, it was actually intended for an international audience.
Well, I know that the creator of it has been trying to get it created for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
He has said some things to the effect that it's anti-capitalist and that it is anti-competition, which doesn't make any sense to me because the whole show is about competition. These people,
isn't the point that they're trying to make like we're having to compete with one another every day solely to survive? Isn't that's what I've read the point was.
Yeah, and they've been
they take it to the most extreme.
Here's the way I see it, and when if you're watching this fresh, be looking out for this. The way that I've seen it is these people have actually been drugged. These are the riffraff, and they have been pulled and dragged out of capitalism. And they have been dumped into communism. Because that's what the scenario is. That's what the situation is. They live in a game.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't follow the rules, they get shot. If they don't compete with one another, they get shot. They're eating boiled eggs and bread and water, and that's it. They're starving. They've been dragged out of capitalism, and they've been dumped into communism. Prove me wrong. We'll talk about it some other time.
I prefer to think of people as cooperating rather than competing with one another to survive. We're cooperating to survive. But if you like competitions, we're not really competing, but stay tuned in about half an hour at video.freetalklive.com. Conan and I are going to torture ourselves for your amusement by eating some ghost peppers and Carolina Reapers. That's video.freetalklive.com at 10:30 in about...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.